The Silver Ferns face a mammoth task to hold on to the Tiny Jamieson trophy when they take on England in the deciding test in Christchurch tonight. The Ferns confirmed this afternoon that injury has ruled out both their captain and vice-captain from the must-win clash. After taking the first test by 6, the Roses beat the Ferns by 10 two nights ago and will fancy their chances again against a depleted New Zealand side. Sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe is in Christchurch. Bridget, so the captain and the vice-captain both out. Where does that leave the Silver Ferns?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We thought they might be excluded because of the COVID travel restrictions, but injury has got them in the end. Jenna Crampton, she missed out on test as well. She had an adductor strain, and that really affected the Silver Ferns' performance test too. Now, Sulu Fitzpatrick, the vice-captain, she has been ruled out because of a knee injury she sustained yesterday during training. And just to add to New Zealand's troubles, goal attack Tiana Maturo, who's been having a brilliant debut series, has also been ruled out. She picked up a strain during the second test on Wednesday. So Sam Windus has come in as she'll stand in as captain. She'll do a great job. Jamie Hume has been brought into the team of 12 today. She could get her test debut. You'll remember that the Silver Ferns brought in 3 development squad players last week when they thought they might not get the exemptions for the 4 Auckland-based players. So they'll be very grateful that they did that because 2 of those players have been brought in tonight, Kimi Ora-Poi and Georgia Tong. Georgia Tong, she's probably pinching herself right now. She wouldn't have been expecting it.
So what about other opportunities? What about Grace Weke?
Yeah, she's been named in the 12 tonight. I do hope she gets on court. Obviously, she was a bit tentative in her debut on Wednesday, but I think it's understandable. I think she's ready. You know, she shot 205 more goals during the ASEAN Premiership than any other shooter, so she's ready. She's obviously just going to be a little bit nervous. But she needs to get this court time now. I think she could be a key player for the Silver Ferns at the Commonwealth Games next year. So they need to get her on court. If not now, when?
So, Bridget, is it wrong to say that it seems like a bit of a big ask? I mean, can the Silver Ferns do it?
It is a big ask. I mean, you've lost your captain and your vice-captain. I do think maybe it just does take a bit of pressure off now, though, because the expectations will have shifted. So maybe they play with a bit more freedom. Normally when you bring on rookies, they're surrounded by a spine of players who are really experienced. This hasn't happened this time. We are really light on test caps, so it's going to take a really big effort. But, anything's possible on the side. I think the pressure kind of comes off now. It'll take a pretty special effort. I think the series has reminded us how dangerous England will be at the Commonwealth Games next year. They're actually missing 3 or 4 key players, and look how good they've been. So this is really important preparation for the Silver Ferns.
Good to talk to you, Bridget. That's Bridget Tunnicliffe, who's joining us live from Christchurch. Silver Ferns versus the England Roses. And, yeah, a couple of challenges there, as Bridget pointed out.